This doctor I drink up and asked me a question asking third patient, Thomas Loughran, Loughran, date of birth 8/13/1938. Indication of weight loss, anemia, colon cancer, transition of Mexican, nursing and accident, and so on. The family patient, blood pressure, pressure on the car, and colonoscopy. Egyptian biopsy, colonoscopy, heart stem, polypectin, colonoscopy, heart force, polypectin, instrumental olympus, egyptian, colonoscopy, perceived function, and patient, patient, blood pressure, discovered or carried by sapphire, salvage, egyptian, to the stomach. To the antrum, to the pylorus. The pylorus appeared to be partially stenosis. The regular gastroscope, adult gastroscope, cannot traverse through it. Multiple strands were done. So, the question is, could the patient may have altered the pylorus channel in the past or the best? It is healed with causing a partial stricture of the pylorus. The stomach also appeared to be so the duodenum could not be seen. The stomach appeared to be tubular in nature. Reason suspicion could patient have gastric surgery in the past. Patient mucosa appeared to be having no regal folds. Thinning of the mucosa with diffuse gastritis throughout the stomach retinal fissure, then sizura bar strong paracardia also have thinning of the mucosa with no regal folds. Biopsy were taken to rule out atrophic gastritis and neoplastic change or gastrointestinal aplasia, rule out submucosal neoplastic disease like linitis plastica, which is causing tubular stomach. Subarachnoid by injection of Mazila, skin pressure, corneal complication. Patient turned on KYJ, see subarachnoid microsigma, is uncolored, is blood pressure, uncolored, have high pressure, based on cecum, dark pressure. Coming on, I saw a semi-productive polyp with a semicolon with about 5 to 8 millimeter diameter with the heart surface, so no post-colonfective bleeding. And then patient appeared to be pendiocclusis, appeared to recuperate, and another polyp node at 50 centimeter from the anus, which removed the heart corticosis, successful no post-colonfective bleeding. Patient pendiocclusis with rectal microfissure and trauma, no complication. Finding number one, gastro esophagus. Number two, tubular appearing stomach. Number three, diffuse gastritis. Number four, no evidence of a regal fold. Three, suspicion could this be a atrophic gastritis versus autoimmune gastritis versus gastrointestinal aplasia, or versus this could be a submucosal disease like linitis plastica. Multibiopsy fitting the stomach and antrum. Number four, the pyloric appeared to be partially of strict stenosis. The regular gastroscope could not be traversed through it. Reason suspicion that patient may have a pyloric tail ulcer, which deals with causing ulceration. The duodenum could not be seen. Number six, colonoscopy, cecum. Number seven, fair prep, small demonstrative polyp could not work. Number eight, there was semi-epiduncular polyp, no ascending colon, and ascending colon with the heart stem of success, no postpartum bleeding. Patient had number nine, where patient died with closest. Number 10, a polyp noted 50 centimeters from the anus, removed the heart force process, no postpartum bleeding. Number 10, 11 months hemorrhage. Recommendation, away from the stomach, even in the stomach vesicles, comes with no, it was benign. I recommend you should offer an endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the stomach for the submucosal lesion. And also recommendation of an endoscopy with possible pediatric scope with if possible pyloric stenosis dilatation. For these upper endoscopic ultrasound and advanced EGD with pyloric channel dilatation, I'll refer the patient Dr. VARADARAJULU at Orlando Health. And number five, I've the polyp pathology, comes benign, that is a colonoscopy in 3 to 5 years. Also recommendation of a CT scan abdomen pelvis on contrast to rule out intra-abdominal pelvic pathology, pelvic malignancy, the hepatic bleeding, pancreatic disease, lymphoma, etc. There is a workup for the weight loss. Follow up to some patient, please send the card patient primary care and recommendation taking a proton founder. Follow up to some patient, please send the card patient primary care provider, Dr. Linda Lee. And call, check the CBC iron CRT isoflurane. If the patient found to be having iron deficiency anemia, then iron need to be replenished. If ferrous glucose 3 and 24 milligrams 3 times daily, vitamin C 500 milligrams 3 times daily. Please send the card patient primary care provider, Dr. Linda Lee, and call Dr. Farhan Khari. The issue was June 19th, 2023, June 19th, 2023, mission option.